Hello there, and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 11th of February, and as ever, 3 ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And as Valentine's Day approaches, I thought I'd highlight a real 3D florist called The Flower Bank. Set up 2 years ago by a lady called Ursula Stone after she's made redundant. And the dramatic difference is that she gathers flowers and plants that are beyond their saleable date from supermarkets and the suppliers. She sorts out the good from the bad, and actually creates arrangements which she delivers to customers and to care homes and dementia centres. She involves the patients in her work and also is helped by young offenders from a scheme on a community service. I think it's a great example of somebody taking a dramatically and demonstrably different approach. She works with volunteers. She's actually hopefully getting a derelict high street shop and relaunching it as a community florist soon. I just wish her all the best. I think it's a great example of somebody taking a dramatically and demonstrably different approach to what you might call a traditional business. Idea two. Do you use Net Promoter Score? Are you familiar with it? It's a great tool to take the pulse of what your customers think. And basically, you ask this question. On a scale of 0 to 10, how likely is it you would recommend us to friends and colleagues? And those that score you 9 or 10 are your active promoters. 7s and 8s are passives. And your detractors are those that score you 1 to 6. Your Net Promoter Score is a percentage of actives minus percentage of detractors. Just a great example and a great way of actually keeping a pulse of what's going on and measuring what your customers think. Lots of businesses use it, and you can actually score and rate yourself against other businesses. However, some people get it wrong. George Proudfoot he closed his account with NatWest and got this email from them. You've received this email as you've recently closed your NatWest current account. We're dedicated to making our customer experience the best it can be. When you consider your recent experience of closing your current account, how likely are you to recommend NatWest to a friend or family member? Not quite sure they're using it in the right way there. If you do want to use it properly, and it can be a great tool, there's a great toolkit you can download. I've put a link to it by a lady called Anna Pogrebniak, and she's actually developed a great tool with some do's and don'ts on how to make it work. There's a link to it on andyhanselman.com. Well worth having a look and seeing how you can do that. And I think it's, I often talk about, you know, how good are people at recommending things. I'm recommending this one to you, so have a look at it. And idea three is to do this, or at least develop it. Customer delight, don't write off the old-fashioned ways. We were actually out with some friends of ours, Naeem and Kaval, and their daughters Eliza and Ariana at the weekend, and it was brilliant to see a lovely handwritten postcard that Eliza had been sent to her home by a teacher, Miss Hayton, for a great performance in class. And it says, well done for producing an excellent mood board from your homework, Eliza. You worked really hard to produce a lovely piece of work. Keep it up. Just a great example of delighting customers with a nice personalised note. You'll see there's a link on andyhanselman.com to sort of finding out more about this, but it just has all the ingredients of customer delight. Produces a wow reaction. Spontaneous, unexpected. It's a personal touch, makes the customers feel valued, it's genuine, and it creates a talking point. And it really did make Eliza feel valued. You could see the smile when she showed it to her. I think it's also fair to say that it made her mum and dad very proud too. What are you doing to personalise the customer experience? And maybe just don't write off those old-fashioned ways. Personalised notes can work. So have a quick look. There's a link on andyhanselman.com to a toolkit you can download to make it work for you, and an ebook. Have a great week, and don't forget, get those flowers delivered on Thursday. Bye.